This is the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. You have it here. New section.
Tarabanan b'shishi b'chodesh nitnu asar debrot l'Yisrael. So on the 6th of the month, the asar debrot were given to Israel. Rabbi Yossi Amar b'shiva bo. So Rabbi Yossi says it was on the 7th. Amar Rabba dekule alma b'rosh chodesh.
Also the Midbar Sinai. Ksivhacha bayom azeh bo Midbar Sinai. Ksivhasam.
Chodesh azeh lachem rosh chodeshin. Ma lahalan rosh chodesh afkan rosh chodesh.
So just like the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was given Rish Chodesh Nisan, so 2 months later everybody agrees that they arrived at Midbar Sinai. As the pasuk says, "Vachodesh hashlishi tseis bnei Yisrael mitzrayim bayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai, vayisim mirfidim vayibo midbar Sinai vayechanu midbar vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar." As we've discussed at great length. Okay, so nobody disputes that. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? It's not even the day of the week. Dechulei alma. Okay, right. So they all agree that actually the Jewish people received the Torah on Shabbos, a point that I'd like to highlight as well. So they all agree, fascinatingly, that the Jewish people came on Rosh Chodesh Sivan into the Midbar Sinai. They also agree that the Jewish people all received the Torah on Shabbos. So pray tell, how is it possible for them to think that the Torah was given on different days? Well, this of course boils down to the fact that, obviously,
it is when they got
question Midbar. Is, you know, what do we mean by Rosh Chodesh Sivan, right? Obviously, right? That's the whole question, right? Because there are always 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So according to the Chachamim, it's got to be that they came, right, on
the first day,
which was a Sunday, Lamed Iyar, and then on Monday was the second day of Rosh Chodesh, but was the first day of Sivan. On Tuesday is the second day of Sivan. On Wednesday is the third day of Sivan. On Thursday is the fourth day of Sivan. And on Shabbos, it was the fifth day of Sivan. And on Shabbos, the Jewish people received the Torah. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Vayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai," and it sounds "Bachodesh Hashlishi." He seems to have the upper hand here. So it must be that they arrived right actually on the first day of Sivan, which he'll say is Sunday, and that means by definition that if they received the Torah on Shabbos, it had to be 6 days later. That doesn't come out to Vav, according to Rabbi Yossi. That means it's
Zion.
Yeah. So they have this machlokas. Okay. So everybody agrees that these events are basically transpiring over a week, and everybody agrees of the significance of both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in this connection. So let's start out just by reflecting briefly together and again, what people agree about before we get to the next level of the discussion. You know, Shimshi, why is it significant that Klal Yisrael received the Torah on Shabbos? Everybody agrees to that. But why does that matter?
It kind of formed the connection between Shabbos and Torah that just we could
kind of like reuse. Ooh, Shimshi Gordon. Take it to the next level, friend. That was beautiful.
I just want to S-ray. We focus on Matan Torah. Like, it's Mat Moshe.
You're saying it really. I wasn't even going to address that issue, you know, in great connection, but you're absolutely right. So we'll go with you. But you're there. I just need you to take me half a step further, if you don't mind. That Shabbos and Torah are so deeply connected, right? Anybody want to jump in there? Eitan, you have it? You have it? Shimshi started us off. I just wanted to drive it home a little bit. I thought it was a great point. I wasn't even thinking about mentioning that. I was going to go in a different direction, but we should all be open to it, so I'm actually going to put it up here. Ezra Leibowitz, you want to take a stab at it before I spill the beans?
They're, like, so deeply connected that like, obviously was given on Shabbos.
Well, you know, the Gemara in Masech the Sanhedrin, which I'm just putting up here for you guys, right, hammers this point home. It's a great observation by Shimshi. It wasn't the Mahalik I was going to take, but Amar Reish Lakish, you have it here, okay? He says, right, Oved Kochavim Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, and the Rambam paskins this Gemara, says we're not literally going to kill him, but, you know, he really is liable for the death penalty. Shenemar V'yom V'layla Lo Yishbosu, that non-Jews are not allowed to stop doing Malacha. Even if it's not on Shabbos per se, even if it was on Monday. So the Gemara has all kinds of questions. So why is it not included in the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach? Not our discussion for now. Two lines later, Rabbi Yochanan says, while we're on the topic, by the way, of the fact that non-Jews cannot, are not allowed to observe Shabbos in any way, right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oved Kochavim, Shosik V'Torah, Chayav Misa, Shenemar, Torah Tivalanu Moshe, Morasha Lanu Velo Lahem. And again, the Gemara says, so why isn't a list of Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? And the Gemara says it is. V'lech Sheva Gabe Sheva Mitzvos. So Mandam and Morasha, if you say it's our heritage, Migzal Kagazola, Mandam and Mi'urasa, Dino Kinaro Ha Mi'urasa Dibiskila. Okay? So, right? This is actually a very profound connection, Shimshi. It was really outstanding that you mentioned this, because what are we saying about Shabbos and Torah? That they are
kind of like one of the same?
Totally exclusive to Klal Yisrael. That a Nachri who wants to observe Shabbos is categorically prohibited from so doing. A Nachri who wants to be Osek B'Torah is categorically prohibited from so doing. Again, B'Sheva Mitzvos did who? It's a different story. So the exclusivity of Torah Tzivlanu Moshe Marash Kilas Yaakov, the exclusivity of Ki Hashem Nasan Lachem HaShabbos. So Matan Torah should be on Shabbos because it was a day when God solidified and consecrated his relationship with Klal Yisrael, right? V'atem tiyum li mamlachas koni v'goy kadesh. V'isam li sigula mikol amim ki li kol haaretz. Right? You are separate and apart. Am kadosh. Kadosh is always parush. Nivdal. Levadad yishkon. Gordon.
Yep.
Well done. Thank you. Would be the second perspective as to the connection between Shabbos, Matan Torah, and the Jewish people, right? Matan Torah is our way of drawing as close as possible to Hashem by coming to understand his revealed will for the universe, right? But Shabbos is a day of also unique dveikus b'Hashem. That's the Sforno's comment at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. He says, you know, what's the connection between Shabbos l'Hashem of Shemitah and Shabbos Bracious, right? That's a connection that Rashi already highlights. So the Sforno says, because the whole idea of Shabbos is to achieve a level of Dveikos Bashem by reflecting on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Vayanach Bayom HaShvi, and really Shabbos should have ideally be used only for purposes of Kedusha. Some people are very machbid about that, about not reading any chol on Shabbos, kind of an idea. And he says that's really the point of the Shemitah year as well, to give people a break from the 6 years of work to be able to draw closer and to consecrate that year in terms of Dveikos Bashem and in terms of Avodas Hashem. And actually what we find here is something, I think, absolutely extraordinary. There's a Tosos in Masechta Chagiga that I'm going to give you right now. Okay? So this is on the Gemara of Hashem Ha'amircha Hayom. Hashem, right, made the Jewish people singular, different from the nations. And of course, we did that as well as Hashem Ha'amarta Hayom. And we talk about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We unified God, and Hashem said the Jewish people are unified. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So this Tosis and Masechta Chagiga, in, I guess, somewhat of a metaphysical terminology, but makes the point that all of you just did. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Aminan B'medrash, Tosis cites, Shloshim Eden Zalze. That there are three who bear witness one on the other. Yisrael, Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'idin al Shabbos Shu Yom Menucha. Right, God rested on the seventh day. We rest on the seventh day. And therefore we testify to the singularity of Shabbos. As the Rambam famously says in Hilchot Shabbos, right, when the Rambam talks about the whole idea of Zachoras Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho, the mitzvah is to say that Shabbos is different from the days that come before it and the days that come after it. That's why for the Rambam, Shabbos and Havdalah are part of the same Doraisa framework of noting the distinction to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol between Shabbos and the days. So, okay, the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu testify about Shabbos. Yisrael and Shabbos testify about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu Echad. Right, the Jewish people say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We make God one, and Shabbos demonstrates that God is one because it's testimony about Ma'isa Bracious, that God created the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Shabbos al Yisrael, and Hashem and Shabbos testify about the Jewish people Shehem Yechidin beUmos. Right, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad ba'aretz, and Shabbos, which can only be observed by the Jewish people, testifies the singularity of Klal Yisrael. Ve'al zeh samchinan lomar ata echad an mincha an Shabbos, aval pi shena medaber min yoni diyom ed Shabbos, kemo tfilas arvis v'shachris. That's why in the Amida of mincha an Shabbos, we talk about, right, ata echad v'shimcha echad mika amicha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. We're hitting exactly this note. So again, in all of the rabbinic literature that we find is precisely this point, which is the notion that the Jewish people and Shabbos are pairs, paired up in this world. You know, all the other days, we find like even mathematical expressions of this idea, that all the other days, right, there's an even number, right? You know, the 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, but there was no, quote, ben zug for Shabbos. It was the odd number out. Until, of course, along came Yisrael. And then that was Ben Zugo Shel Shabbos. Right? That's why we have all this imagery of Shabbos as our bride, right? Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala. Yeah, and so without getting into all the metaphysics of it, you know, I prefer to stay in the terra firma of halachic and exoteric sources. But we really have a very clear idea that Matan Torah had to take place on Shabbos, both because Torah and Shabbos independently testify to the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, right? That these are mitzvos that cannot be adopted or practiced by the rest of the nations of the world. That's obviously a critically important point. But over and above that, right, if Vav Sivan or Zion Sivan, according to Rabbi Yossi, was the day that God singled out the Jewish people, Mikam Cha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, so it would only make sense to do that with his partner in testimony, Shabbos, which also, of course, highlights the singularity of Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't so much Torah, as opposed to, you know, Maimad Har Sinai, which again singled out the Jewish people, they became the Mamachas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. So if God is testifying to his choosing the Jewish people, Shabbos also bears witness to the singularity of the Jewish people. So again, the Torah was given on Shabbos when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was again singling out Klal Yisrael. Okay. I wanted to share a third and final perspective. I know we don't have so much time left, but a third and final perspective on this issue.
Isn't that like Shimshi's view more like the Toshvos and Chagiga?
Well, what I was saying is that Shimshi was talking about the mitzvah. I was saying it just to distill those. Good question. So it's my fault because I didn't articulate it clearly enough. So the first view is that it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, just like the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is exclusive. The second view, which is, I felt what you were articulating, is that it's not so much the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the fact that Matan Torah was the best testimony to the singularity of Klal Yisrael. Okay, it was an absolutely clear testimony. Only the Jewish people are having this revelation experience, and only the Jewish people, of course, get to keep Shabbos, which is, again, the way that I initially had thought about it. Shimshi was talking about it more in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which I thought was really significant as well. So those are two perspectives. I wanted to share a third perspective, which is really the perspective of the Netziv in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos. So again, he wants to just remind us, what was the Netziv's great contribution in terms of the Hakdama to Sefer Shmos? That it's called Sefer Hasheni, because it's a continuation of
Bereishis.
Exactly. The first Sefer Bereishis. Yeah, exactly right. So, given that that is the case, so the following occurs to me. So because the Netziv says the world only came to its full creation on Vav Sivan, you know, Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi, either the Hey for Chamisha Chomshei Torah, or HaShishi, Vav Sivan, that this is the culmination of Maisa Bereishis. The world is not fully created until Torah is introduced in the world. It took 26 generations to do so. So I think it makes perfect sense to do it on Shabbos. Shabbos is the culmination of Maisa Bereishis, but if you accept the Netziv's perspective, right, that Maisa Bereishis wasn't actually fully completed until the Torah was given, so then it makes sense to sort of go back to Shabbos, which should have been the culmination of Maisa Bereishis, and say, and now we're really going to finish it off by giving the Torah. So the Shabbos of Matan Torah, in many ways, is an extension of the Shabbos of Maisa Bereishis. It's now the true culmination. And that, I think, could be a third perspective, again, if we're extending the idea of the Netziv. Okay.
Netziv.